on that. Yes. And I always would call him when it was very close to his patient's day after his death. And I was calling him, I said, and I didn't know whether they were letting me talk to him or not. I didn't know whether they were letting me talk to him or not, but he's been my friend. I have all of my friends. This was from us, there was two doctors that doesn't pay for me tomorrow. But he talked. Okay, volunteer veteran work. Then never asked me for anything except any money. That's how we all were, weren't we? They just look on me and built on me my ears. That's how we all were. They asked us to do something we had to do.
That's right.
Right.
and to cherish and keep alive. That's a big response for making us a beautiful and new people. Yes, so let me continue. Recalling this history, important, very important things that occur. Some things were very small, but they left a big impact on my heart and spirit, my soul. I recall all the able, the real, productive brothers being locked up in World War II. Many of them too old to go to army, but they were locked up in arms and refused to die the gas fire. They were told that if you just died the ranks, you wouldn't have to go. You wouldn't have to live the sentence by locked up. They believed in their hearts that they would have been committing a sin of serious harm if they signed the cross. Because they were obedient to the intent and obedient to the principle. So what's the principle? The principle is more than I refuse to take a gun or dress in your uniform and go fight the war. The principle includes more than that. I don't approve of this idea.
Right.
I don't approve of you doing it. The one who did it is fine and hard. Men 58, some of them old brothers, some of them older than 58 years old. Locked up. What is this?
That's right.
We had a big day. You know? We had a big day. World War II. So during that time, when both of the men were in prison, and sisters of two sisters were holding on, strong sisters, I'll never forget them. My mother, a star in the heavens of that time, down on her. I'll never forget that. I have an aunt who passed here. Dead past it again. Passed here recently. The wife of my uncle John.
Bernstein.
Strong old lady, the neighbor. Sister Marie, my father, yes, I think I can call mine, full of thoughts right now. Who passed recently.
That's the way.
Yeah,
that was
exactly the way. That's the way. I know the name very well. Right now, I'm here before too many times, that's all. I attended the service for her, the time of her, someone for her, here. That's the reason. It's in the last month. Great people, great ladies, great pioneers. One of them, at an upper floor in a house, I'm a little boy, and I'm a prisoner too of World War II. And it seemed to me that the first floor was just not used. The neighborhood, that's not a neighborhood, but it's a poor neighborhood, unfair property, almost a land of abandoned piece of property. And you wouldn't believe it. Back then, four people in the busy and populated sections of Chicago did not have my brother. Back then, didn't have a record stove? No. Old pop got a stove and put coal in, I knew it. And cook their food, he said, set the oil upon the floor. And that's what made that come. That's what made that come. I'm a little boy. I'm in a state of state, in a similar situation. I don't know if it was the same house or not, but very similar. You don't even recall the pictures, but you can't be sure whether it was the same thing, how, you know, a boy, a child, when you're trying to recall things. You know, and that stuff, almost like an animal when it comes to the power of the sense of hearing, sight, smell, but those are the things that we recall more than anything else. More than what we heard as a preaching about, you know? And I can even smell right now. That's how. The smell of that kind of thing, and that little top of the stove, I discovered it that I'm here right now. I can smell that smell. I smell the squat pot. And she was dating on top of that stove. I can smell it that time. I can even tell you the name of it. Acorn squat. I haven't heard anybody there for acorn squat pie, except that I did when I was in the bar. Must have been under 20. You know? Maybe about the end of our son we had yesterday. Muhammad sat here, Muhammad from somewhere out there. Maybe you did something, I don't know what that's very good. Anyway, I recall that. And I recall the limited staff of people, most assistants, deep from God's heart, with the old father of Christ, he's there, deep from God. And Mark Charles Drummond, another great star at that time, he was there. He's an old man, they're about to age. They were the old ones. But come back to prison, they're aged now. Anyway, I recall them preaching, like in Minister Good, on Thursday day, and when the preaching was over, passing out the dishes out. And look, we enjoyed and had as much fun and happiness talking to each other. Oh, look, boy, what? Hearing others talk.
Seeing my friends.
And look pretty very amazing. We call them amazing stars. Very Korean. Called amazing stars. I just enjoyed looking at that pretty little woman living in the fire. That was a pretty girl. I can all just look at her. That's from the television station, baby. I look at that little pretty light-skinned girl. I thought she was the prettiest girl ever. But I remember at Phoenix, We couldn't get no big like this, nothing like that, and we want them. You,
and it might be one of those
bad apples. Sorry, I don't want to see that. Ha! Not to be tired of it. Anyway, I recall, and those that can afford it is pass around the gift. And we would be so happy. All of the brothers looked so beautiful and strong. Sisters, they're so happy to see one another. I'm going to make them sisters. How are you? How are you, Pastor? I'm too. Brothers be together and so happy to see each other present. That was a strong time for us. As far as our devotion and commitment and love for one another. Yes, it was a big time for us.
Right.
Small peoples in number, and certainly small in name, both on the descendants. Yes. We talk about the welfare. If we had one member of the church, we'd all go food stamps, we'd all get. Oh, pepper would have been eating good. We only had 5 days. They lived to 50 at the moment. Members in the book. So with these two big cops, I think that's time for me. No, two baskets left. And she had one basket put in the other. And that little guy jumped from each basket in front of her. She put those two big baskets long to the building. Up to the gas station. We're foolish that. That was enough to feed the whole town. They had what I call babies. Brother Dave, you got that. They all came from the children. Brother Dave.
Brother
Dave,
just Brother Dave. He was coming and bringing a candy for us. He drove past. Said his love.
He knew my mother had a man to get a
candy.
Candy, we ate beans. As though it was
rich, holy rich.
And it still tastes good.
It is a terrific.
That's right.
But that's your old, we told them in that. Lord,
My mother would cook
us daily, bean soup. We knew what the vegetables would be, most likely, and what the cabbages were going to be. Bean. It was going to be string beans, our cabbage, and steak. Now, we didn't even see sweet peas, hardly, until Robert got in the house for Christmas, so we could open the can. We didn't eat canned peas, right? No canned food.
So anyway,
sometimes in the week, you know, mother would go out, go to the poultry market. Back then, you didn't go and buy a piece of dead animal, a leg, a neck, a breast, something like that. That's the way you want to be. You go buy a live chicken whole. And they would give it, you look at it. And if you just ask for the piece, you might keep the piece. And you'll see the piece in the showcase the next day in the red basket. You see your piece in the showcase. You sell them and stuff like that. And those who knew what happened to the board, but they would say, I want to keep my piece. So my mother would keep the piece until he got it up. She could not have seen happy up on me. She would have gone for more feet. I'm telling that right now. And she took those feet, chicken feet. And she had elements coming in, juice. It was a baby juice. And she brought them out of state with them feet that juice all over their body. What they looked at I said all that goes out.
and you stuck the car, and you see, and you crash that car, and you tip on it. They don't know what weed is. You can't have what weed is, and then you're hungry. And most of us, we eat the name hungry. It's that time to eat. But I'm not bad, right? Bring it back to joy. It's very happy. It's bringing back to joy. It's okay. But I'm food all the day long. And it's time to eat, yeah. They need to work hard. Yeah.
So wait a minute.
You can't recall these things. I think it's good. These things are very important for us to recall. The people that they say was called hate. I remember Mike Wallace.
Right.
Putting on them special. It was called the hate disease.
Right here.
And Cheryl was saying that we were people, he was saying that yes, they hate you. They hate us, right first. But he was also saying with panic that the hate of black has produced our identity. So I've never identified with that. I'm sure if you read this, I'm sure if I read this. We never hated it, huh? We hated wrong.
Yeah.
And that's another thing that I have to accept is just the power of God.
Be a man good enough to fight people
on that death. And that death, purpose of that very nation is to kill, murder the original man. That's what we want. Yeah.
So everybody I'm looking at, I was told that they were, that the purpose of being on earth was to kill us, murder us, use us, fuck us. But I've seen them all the time and not hate them. We didn't hate them. We never said it on any high person to hate.
No, we did not.
But if we saw one that hated not the devil, that's the one
we want to kill.
So see, if you give somebody something, it's just too far beyond reality. They will give it and love you, but don't feel that sense. And they know you're helping them to have a good life. So they don't even question what you're saying, but it's double. They're not conscious of any doubt. But the nation, deep in the core of their being, does not respond to falsehood, does not respond to untruth, does not respond to what is wrong, but only to what is right and true. So the nation is us, kept us good. And the army like Muhammad was wise enough to know how to keep that nation awake all up. He was a master psychologist. His teaching made him a master psychologist. He was able to help us, I mean, speak with fire, speak with anger. And you could see the hate on his face when he was talking about this speaking of that by white people who were cruel and smart. Yes. You can see the anger and hate in my father's face. And then you see him in another situation and he smiles with your white folks.
Right.
So that tells me and you that it wasn't for all white people,
right.
It was for the devil in the white people. And he would tell us, he said, now, he would preach a hammering sermon. And he would check the sermon. Now, check the audience of the congregation.
He said, "I don't think you can kill me for that. Don't you try to take this into your hands." And you can make me kill him. A Muslim. You hear what I'm saying? Yeah! You made me kill him a Muslim. He said, "Leave the child for you. I'll pay you to take this." That's what he was saying. And he was saying, respect everyone. And give your employer an honesty word. He was checking us. He was using the teaching that was and had power to make us very destructive. Very destructive. I was warning. But he was tempering it all the time. And obviously the power of God was on his side.
That's right.
Who has the power to fire people up like that? And then let them go, and they go out so peacefully, remaining civilized and peace. That power was not the only God in Muhammad's power. God was in that power. Yes, we have to realize, God was in that power. Now, here's something else I want to bring your attention at this point. I know you read the Bible. Most of it came from church, or from Christianity. Christian brothers. I'm coming out there as a Christian brother. There are Muslims, yes, and Jews, and others, but the public not on this and that. So when we were coming up, back then, at the time I'm talking, it was mostly a Christian brother. Very few other religions. Now, if you are acquainted with the Bible and this story of nations, of people, like the Jews or Hebrews, who were mistreated by others and became the property and victims of others, you read the Bible. You read about how they got in trouble. Evil rulers. And this life when it's all given to them. You read about that story. You read about God not liking the treatment that they were getting. And how God, the Almighty Creator of the heaven and earth, took up the issue and took the side of the victim. And eventually brought help and salvation to the victim. And punished the victimizers, those who were doing the evil.
Right.
You read these stories? Now, peace. I have no prophet, I have no special man. If I'm special, if you're talking about being a good student, then I'm trying to be a good follower. That's the only way you're not special. But I say to you now, as I said to you when I was minister to all of Muhammad, the King Muhammad, looking at 53, 35, 31, and previous 2000, and other places, from all the way down to the bottom, maybe it's wrong. I say to you, as I said to you, this. I know we are special. And I know what we have experienced as a people, and what we will continue to experience as a people, is no different from what other people that God made to address to, big spirits. We are experiencing God in our life. We are experiencing God being in charge of our life. We are experiencing God making the way for our life. And we are experiencing it just as good and just as strong as any other people in the cross experienced it.
That's right.
It's not individual in this time that has lifted us. This is my God that lifted us and made the star in heaven. It's a collective group. It's a whole people.
Yes.
They have been connected by God.
Right.
And he's lifting a whole people up as a sign of his great presence that he is still God, the Almighty, and in charge of human affairs. That's the sign, brother. That's the sign. And I can quote these scriptures that I don't know what I'm saying. I can quote Muhammad the Prophet to get to the fourth of what I'm saying. There is a key to your phone.
Yeah,
don't think God will stop working in the life of human beings. Any good, sincere believer in God that has remained sincere over their, over years of their struggles and the people they found in the tribulation, you remain sincere to your God. You can't tell him that I want to know God has made his presence known to you in your life.